The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
There's this thing I've been dragging behind me. Seems to weigh about 100 pounds. You could call it extra baggage. All I know is that it slows me down. Feel like I'm in arrears. So I must be. But for what? But why? But how? But when? But what if? And but. I want to get rid of my butt.
Leave the dirty laundry in a pile, along with the annoying reasons why you don't do the things you'd really like to, as you reduce your butt. That's one T, not two T's. Join Gene Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates right now on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. They're smoking hot.
Good morning. I'm Gene Ketchum.
And I'm C. Suzanne Bates.
And what's going to happen today on our show?
Well, in our first segment that we call Dirty Little Secrets, because, of course, we have undercover spies out all over the Twin Cities area, gleaning all the good secrets for our show. We're going to talk about water and a Mayo.
What?
And a Mayo Clinic survey article on water. We're going to also, we have a formula, a proven formula that will always get you the lowest airfare there is available.
Well, I can't wait to hear that one.
Well, stay tuned.
Okay, stay tuned. And we also are going to have hot tips for all aging but dangerous women. And everybody will be very excited to hear about this. All the spring trends for spring 2013.
All right, and then we're moving on to Snoop and Scoop, our interview where we really get down and dirty with what's happening in the Twin Cities area with people who really know. And I just think I stole your part.
And then we will finish up with a little preview of the next Aging But Dangerous event, how you can win nifty, fabulous prizes in our two new contests at the end of the month.
Right.
So,
and then on to Valentine's Day. It'll be on to Valentine's Day and love. And then we've added a little one for because we talked a little bit about this last week. Sex. But we have to whisper it because we can't say sex on the radio.
What is aging but dangerous? Well, you'll have to go to our website to find out. We keep talking about it all the time. We want you to go to agingbutdangerous.com and find out what we are all about. Now, the question is, do aging but dangerous women really care about rules?
Hell no.
Exactly. We do not care.
I love that, because that is what drives us, is that we are past the point of really being too tied down by anything.
Exactly.
All right.
Fashion or any of it.
Yes, I love it. No rules. Ooh, gosh, that's my kind of, just gives me cold chills all over. All right, let's talk about this Mayo Clinic article. I got this email, and it talked about how that you were supposed to drink water, and they said it was from Mayo Clinic, that if you had a glass of water before you went to bed, it would help your heart and help you avoid strokes, that if you had a glass of water before you took a bath, it would help lower your blood pressure, and that if you had a glass of water before you ate dinner, it would help you digest your food. And so I was going to share this with our listeners because I thought that was a dirty little secret that everyone should know.
Well, that is.
But.
What?
It's not true.
Oh, come on.
And so this is something that our dirty little secret today is, be sure and double check what you read on the internet and what someone sends you, because this looked so official. But I went into the Mayo Clinic archives. I searched Mayo Clinic. There is nothing that they have published that says that. In fact, there is on Snoop's, it says that drinking water before you go to bed to prevent a stroke or a heart attack is laughable. And then when I started thinking about it, I thought it is kind of laughable.
Well, or a glass of water before you take a bath. That's laughable.
Yeah.
But I was getting ready to write all these down. They sounded so good.
I know. Well, don't, if you get that email, our great listeners out there, do not pay any attention to it because we've scouted it out, and that's a dirty little secret that is just an out-and-out lie. So
we can't believe everything on the internet? I do believe everything.
Yeah, I know. That's the sad. I know. We're not going to go there. Mm-hmm. All right. So here is something that I am so excited about. And I don't know that I'll ever do this, but we wanted to share this with our listeners because it is kind of a dirty little secret. But there is a way to make sure that you always get the lowest airfare that is absolutely possible to obtain. And it takes a lot of time, but you can access real-time raw airline data and that are published. And there are two websites, expertflyer.com and K is in K. what is K? K, V, V as in Victor, stool, STOOL.com. And if you match the information on both those websites, then you will get the best fare that is available out there. And it's not easy. So don't think that you're just going to go on there because there are all these codes and there are all these classes and things that you really have to. This is going to take some time and some investment.
So you actually checked it out. You went on to see?
Sure.
Did you check that out?
Sure. What happens is that if you will learn those codes, if you will really learn what's happening there, the tariff has all the published airfares between two cities. And then the airline codes, I have the service classes and the fare codes and the booking classes. If you will match those, then you will be amazed at the amount of money you can save on airfare. So let me just go through this again. You identify the lowest fare on the tariff. You determine how practical and how it works for you. You make sure that you comply with the airfare rules. And then you find the booking class that is available. And you match all that data. And you are in a great place with these tickets as far as cost.
Wow, that's incredible.
Now, we're going to put this on our website in like a week or so.
2 weeks.
Right now, we're doing our website remake, our makeover, our facelift, like I wish I could do. Anyway, this will be on our website in a couple of weeks. But anyway, it's a wonderful...
very, very interesting. Very
piece
interesting.
Of information, right.
Okay, fashion hot tips for spring 2013. Oh my gosh, Suzanne, Bermuda shorts are back in.
I'm psyched.
You are psyched, I know. I don't wear them, but you do, and you look darling in them.
I've never seen you in a pair of shorts in all the 30-some years I've known you.
I know. We won't go there. Then black and white. You know how much I love black and white. Ooh, is that ever big for spring?
Bold patterns, I've
bold.
Heard.
Oh, yeah, bold. And what's so great about black and white is you can wear it year-round. And it's really easy to pull off on any kind of a budget. I mean, there's so many great black and white fashions out there, you know, at any price. Then also, peekaboo pieces, lace and cutouts. Now, for our age group, yeah. I think it's more lace
right.
and not so much cutouts.
Right.
But that was interesting. That was interesting, too. Also, statement sunglasses, every shape and size. I was on Harper's Bazaar and saw these huge sunglasses in different shapes. They were so dramatic, and they were really great looking. Also, bold stripes, and I love bold stripes. I love stripes as long as they're going up and down, not around.
Right.
But they're also great. And flat and low heels. Now, honestly, the 90s, flats with the pointed toes are back in style. Those real pointed toes that we wore, I mean, that was like, oh, I think that's why I have bunions because of that. And the 4-inch heels, they said, you know, save for your date night. You know, 4-inch heels are not, and you got those great 4-inch heels. Those, you can't get rid of those.
Oh, I've got some sexy shoes.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
for sure.
You do. You do.
And all this is what, according to, Harper's Bazaar.
Harper's Bazaar and, you know, Glamour magazine, all of them.
Okay. Well, and I know that Glenda Bailey, who's the editor-in-chief of Harper's Bazaar, said everything at spring, it's been Fashion Week this week, is very positive, optimistic.
Very optimistic.
So yes. That's really awesome. I think that's a good indicator that our country is in good shape. We're coming back. So you are listening to Jean and Suzanne and the Dirty Little Secrets that we uncover and share with you every single week. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Here at ABD, we think growing older makes you bolder, but only if you have your financial house in order. Yeah, I'm talking about estate planning, ladies. Not your cup of tea? Well, it is for Karen Schottauer at the Lohman Abdo Law Firm. Karen is the estate planning guru at Lohman Abdo. In as little as two simple meetings, she can have this stuff all wrapped up for you, so you can get back to living dangerously. To learn more, check out Lohman Abdo's free estate planning checklist online at MinnesotaEstatePlanningAttorney.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Beatty, a realtor with Edina Realty. If you're anything like me, and if you're listening to this show, I'm guessing you are, then you have some very strong opinions on buying or selling a home. Maybe you're looking to downsize or move in from the suburbs, or like about half of you, looking for a place with fewer stairs. Whatever your next move, after 25 years in real estate, I know this. Everyone's situation is different. That's why I look forward to hearing your needs and fulfilling your goals. So give me a call. I'm Mary Beatty with Edina Realty.
Welcome back to Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne.
And it's time for Snoop and Scoop, our feature where we interview really fascinating people in the Twin Cities area and we find out what's going on by snooping around. So today we have a really special guest, someone that's been a strategic partner of Aging But Dangerous for since the beginning.
Inception,
whichever one it is. And you've been doing a lot of research on this, my friend.
Yes, and we have with us Ellen Burkhart, who's Associate Editor of Minnesota Monthly. Welcome to the show, Ellen.
Thanks, ladies. Thank you for having me on.
Yes. Well, we have one of our first questions is that we would, why do you think that our demographics is important to Minnesota Monthly? Women, the aging but dangerous women, 50 and over.
Well, there are plenty of reasons why, but the main few that come to mind are that is the demographic where those women and their spouses or, you know, fellow friends tend to have a little bit more time on their hands. You know, the kids are out of the house by now, and there's also some flexible income available. And so a lot of what we do for Minnesota Monthly is we cover, you know, the arts, travel, food, everything that is good. And, you know, that's the demographic that has the flexibility to kind of go out and enjoy all the things that we would love for them to try out. So we, you know, we just kind of map out possibilities, and those women are the ones that get to go experience it and let us know if we were kind of on target or not.
And, you know, that really is true. The income and the time. I never really thought about that, but that's true, so true of our demographics. Give us an idea of how your magazine is unique to Aging But Dangerous Women.
Sure. Well, like I mentioned, we do extensively cover, you know, the travel and art scenes, but we also take pride in our annual Best Docs for Women. And so this past January was our Best Doctors for Women issue, and we sent out surveys to all the doctors in the Twin Cities area and asked them to recommend their top picks for 35 different specialties, all of which pertain to women specifically, and we put those all into Excel documents and figured out who the best of the best were, and then listed those out. And so we came up with 408 names for pretty much any kind of anything that you would need to, you know, if anything that you wanted to go see a doctor about, we found who you should be contacting. And so that's kind of one of the main ways that we stick out. But besides that, you know, the more kind of fun, lighthearted stuff is that we really do find everything that you need to know in terms of the newest shows in town and the best restaurants in town and outstate too, you know, where to go for that weekend retreat away from the cities, where mm-hmm. to kind of explore the small towns of Minnesota that you might not have thought about before. So we kind of try to get outside the box a little bit and help our readers do the same.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ellen, that doctors, when did that the physician article show up? Do you do that a certain month every year, or
that,
is that?
That was in this past January.
Okay.
Sometimes we do it in the fall, but this most recent one was just last month.
Okay.
So it's still very new.
Oh, okay, good. I love that.
Yeah.
What, being an editor, what sort of topics do you write about?
I have the privilege and honor to write about theater and travel mostly. And so every month I get to go explore our great state and just kind of uncover those towns that either have been written about a lot and find a new angle on them, or towns that never get written about and sort of expose them for why they should be travel destinations. But aside from that, every weekend is booked for me, usually with shows around the Twin Cities. You know, Minneapolis and St. Paul both have so many theaters that they keep me busy, and I have to pick and choose certain nights because everything tends to open on the same night. So, you know, it's always something going on.
Well, so do you actually get to, you handle a lot of travel articles. Do you get, you yourself gets to go to these places and check them out to write about them?
Yep, I do. I get to rent the car and pick the lodge and interview the bed and breakfast owners. And, yeah, I don't like to write about things that I haven't actually experienced for myself. Case in point, the March issue will have a personal essay on my dog sledding experience up in Ely. So I went dog sledding for 2 days and did an overnight in the middle of the Superior National Forest this past January. So, you know, I didn't want to just say, go dog sledding Ely. I said, I went dog sledding in Ely, and here's how it was. So I do everything I write about. So.
Wow, that's pretty interesting.
Okay, I think that an article on Paris would be something that everyone would really enjoy in the spring. And
well,
I think you would need an assistant to go with you.
Yeah. Well, if we can change the title to, you know, World Monthly, then I think that we could definitely jet off to Paris.
Yeah. Minnesota Monthly and World Monthly. Well, that's funny. How long have you been there at Minnesota Monthly?
I started in November of 2010, so just a little over 2 years now. I had my two-year anniversary a couple months ago. So.
And what background did you have to go there? Did you?
That was my first job out of college. I graduated from the University of Minnesota Journalism School in May 2010. And I had just interned a lot of places around town, and, you know, one thing led to another, and I got a job as assistant editor, and then was promoted a little bit before I had my 2 year. So.
Well, it sounds like a pretty great job.
It is, yeah.
Ellen, what are some of the upcoming shows and show openings?
Oh, goodness.
That you're writing about? Just give us a few.
Yeah, sure. The one that there's two that I'm very excited about. One opens tomorrow at the Guthrie. It's called Buzzer, and it's not brand new. It premiered last year at Pillsbury House Theater, but it is opening tomorrow in the Guthrie's Dowling Studio, and it should be really phenomenal. I'm actually working on posting a Q&A with the two lead actors in that. So I'd highly recommend that. And then also at the Guthrie, Other Desert Cities is opening next weekend. And that stars our, you know, all-time favorite Sally Wingert, as well as a couple other really hard hitters, David Anthony Brinkley. So some great, great names there. And then also a lesser-known theater company that's very much, that should be on everyone's radar, is Walking Shadow Company. And they are opening Legend of Sleepy Hollow over at Red Eye Theater, and that opens tomorrow or Saturday.
Oh, yeah, I think I've heard of that.
Tell
us, Ellen, how we can find out the schedule in the magazine.
Sure.
Or online. How do we know what's going on in the Twin Cities?
Yeah, I mean, I would say, you know, go grab our latest issue, the February issue, and then on page 22 in our insider section, every month we have an arts calendar, and we call it the agenda. And that's, we pick the top four events in theater, music, film, dance, visual arts, and events, and write a little blurb about those and, you know, have the websites in there. But also, if you want very up-to-date info, just check out our website, and it's our TC Culture blog. So myself and my intern and Tim Gearing, our senior editor, we all contribute to that and just kind of let you know exactly what's happening right now around the Twin Cities. So that's on minnesotamonthly.com, and that's the TC Culture blog.
Well,
awesome.
That's great. Thank you for all the information, Ellen. We have really loved having you on.
Stay tuned. Coming up, how to win great prizes on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. We'll be right back.
In a city that's diverse and dynamic, the needs of the people are equally diverse. That's why the Twin Cities rely on the Sisters of St. Joseph Ministries Foundation to urgently address the needs of those who might otherwise go unnoticed and unaided. Those who are homeless or poor, abused or uninsured. But work like this takes lots of resources from caring people like you. To learn more about the work of the Sisters of St. Joseph or to donate, visit us online at csjministriesfoundation.org.
We have a wonderful drawing this month for a wonderful detailing of your car. Epic Automotive in Hudson, Wisconsin is going to give you a $185 detailing, which will just clean all this winter stuff out of your car. And then they're also going to have a second drawing for tinting your windshields.
Wow.
So it's going to be a really, and that's $120 value. So go to any of our sponsors. Tell them you heard about us on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, and they will put your name into our monthly drawing for great prizes, or you can just go to our website, www.agingbutdangerous.com, and sign up.
No offense, gentlemen, but sometimes we gals need some time to ourselves to get things done. That's why we invented football. It's also why over 100 years ago, some very smart women established the Women's Club of Minneapolis. It's a friendly gathering spot near Loring Park where civic-minded women get together, make new friends, and make things happen for our community. Never heard of the Women's Club? Well, they've heard of us. Just mention this ad and you'll get a free brunch for two. Learn more now at womensclub.org.
It's Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne. Thanks for joining us. We're back to the future.
All right, and we have, we've got a kind of a neat deal going. You're going to tell us about that, aren't you? You're not?
Well, it says lunch. Oh, it's a lunch. Oh, yes. You can have lunch with Suzanne and me and two of your friends at Tiger Sushi. It is going to be so much fun. And in order to win the drawing, you need to go to our website, agingbutdangerous.com. In a couple of weeks, we're working on our website, so go there in a couple of weeks and sign up for our big monthly drawings.
Right.
What else do we have?
Tiger Sushi is where it's going to be.
Tiger
right?
Sushi.
Mm-hmm. All right. So here's what it's going to say on the website: munch and talk a bunch over lunch.
I know.
Jean and Suzanne, great food, great fun, and great company. You. Wait, I left out that you have a hunch. Okay, I really screwed that up.
Well, anyway, it sounds good. I like it.
Moving along. All right.
We're going to have fun with it.
Yeah, and don't forget our swarm this month is going to be about permanent makeup. It's going to be very cool, isn't it?
February 20th, Wake Up Made Up in St. Louis Park, 6 to 8.
Cool. Very cool. And our Facebook page is facebook.com/agingbutdangerous.com. And be sure and go on there, and if you want to find out what's going on with us, or go to our website. So we've got Valentine's Day coming up. Love, love, love. Sex, sex, sex. Now, see, last week we talked about how that we really, it wasn't, Valentine's Day didn't have to be about romantic love.
Right.
But most people think it is. And we talked about how you could be with your friends and you could just create some wonderful opportunity to really say that you cared about somebody. But now this week we're going to talk a little bit about love. And when people think about romantic love, I mean, they think about sex. Don't they? Am I the only one that thinks about sex?
No, I don't think you are.
Okay. Well, so Vanity Fair magazine teamed with 60 Minutes, and they did a poll talking about romantic love head over heels. And they said, and what they found out, and this was the very first of this year, so it's a brand new poll. And what they found out was that if you're married, that you believe in romantic love, love at first sight, all this good stuff. And even if you're in a good relationship, you believe in that kind of stuff. But if you're not, you're very skeptical about that. That's kind of interesting, isn't
it? I think that's probably very true. And don't you? You think that's true? I think that's true.
Well, I used to believe in love at first sight. And then my sight got bad.
Very bad.
But I'm getting glasses. I'm getting new glasses. So my sight's going to be better. All right. And then one of the things that in this poll, it said, was that 3/4 of us consider open relationships either a mistake or a sin. 3/4 of the population that they interviewed.
Boy, that's interesting. I didn't think it'd be that high.
Right. So we're really in monogamous, nice, healthy relationships.
Oh, that's good.
I know. It made me feel really good. And then one of the other things that they pointed out was that people who have in-laws really got along with their in-laws. Like 71% of us claim to get along well with our in-laws. I don't know that was your case, but
they're deceased, so we will not talk about them.
No, that would be tacky.
That would be very tacky.
At best. Mm-hmm. But one of the things I think is interesting is that there is a major poll about sexuality, and it was talking about being sexual in a more traditional way, intercourse. And then it also talked about women, and it broke it down by age. Women that had sex without any, I don't know if I can say this on the air, but were sexual without anyone around and other than themselves. And it was interesting because statistically, and if you look at these, that women all across the age bracket have those two percentages are very similar. And until you get in, like, in your 20, in between, I would say 25 and 39, it goes into the intercourse a little heavier, but it's very.
So what about our age group?
Our age is less with someone and more without someone.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So it's
kind of.
Understand.
Like,
yeah. And I think that this gives a lot of people the kind of. Makes them feel not so. I think there's some guilt the older you get around some of those things. So I think that this is a really interesting way to take a look at this because it's what's happening in their statistics. And so you don't have to feel guilty. If you spend Valentine's Day by yourself and nice romantic evening with yourself, just don't feel guilty.
Light the candles and get out the chocolates.
Exactly. So Valentine's Day, we're hoping. And you know what? I would really love to have flowers for Valentine's Day. And I think giving someone a Hawaiian lei, because the lei flowers in Hawaii stand for love. And why are you laughing?
Where are you going to find a lei in the middle of Minnesota, in the middle of the winter?
Well, now you're getting technical on me, but I just think that that's such a beautiful idea, and that way you can wear your flowers around your neck, and you could share them, you could enjoy them all day, and have that beautiful aroma. I mean,
okay,
I guess
we live in Minnesota.
Maybe I forgot that for just a minute. So, all right, but everyone have a wonderful Valentine's Day coming up, and enjoy the people you love. They are precious in your life. Thank you all for spending your Saturday morning with us. This has been Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates and Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, empowering, inspiring, and challenging women across the globe.
And remember, women can do anything they put their minds to, especially at this age, and that is dangerous.
If you're having trouble with the butt in your life, that's one T, not two. Tune in next Saturday and every Saturday morning at 9:30 for more crazy stories and titillating topics with Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, hosts of Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, broadcasting to inspire women over 50 around the world here on Club 1220 KLBB, where your music and memories live. log on to agingbutdangerous.com to hear past shows and discover ways to reduce your butt.
You're moving slow because you're dragging your butt. It's bottoms up now. Move on. Quit dragging your butt.
I got the butt thing behind me. Now I'm working on my can.